Since the outburst of subversive activities by the Western foreign-backed troops in Syria, over 115,000 Syrian nationals have reportedly fled their country, seeking refuge in neighboring countries. Though officials say the number of registered refugees does not count those who have blended in, thus the number is not accurate. Refugees who have come to Lebanon are currently staying at crowded public schools or have set up tents in regions along the borders with Syria. Some 35,000 Syrian refugees have sought asylum in Lebanon since the beginning of unrest in neighboring Syria. They say their homes have been turned into military posts by members of the so-called Free Syrian Army, and they were living at risk of being abducted in exchange for ransom or even killed. Thus, they were forced to leave everything behind and flee their homeland. Talking with some of the Syrian refugees, signs of trauma and fear are evident. They pleaded us not to show their faces on screen, fearing the retaliation of the foreign-backed militant group calling itself the Free Syrian Army. Fatima could not help but burst into tears when telling us how the government forces helped her migrate with her six girls and five nieces, rescuing them from the hands of the foreign-backed militant groups. "I never imagined this would happen to Syria," she says, before collapsing into tears. Her husband, who regrets leaving his boys behind, managed only to bring his brother's youngest son.
"We had to escape. Terrorists were doing things which are no way Islamic. We feel very betrayed by Arab leaders, by the Qataris and Saudis. They have sold our souls for a project. Every day we say tomorrow, we will go back, but we don't know when tomorrow is going to come."
We went on to meet another family who have fled from the northern Syrian province of Aleppo. Aleppo, which shares borders with Turkey, is known to have witnessed the fiercest battles throughout the unrest. The refugees explained how tens of thousands of foreign-backed militants have infiltrated into Syria and count on Turkey as their vital logistics artery.
"The armed terrorists are countless, and they are now trying to start a civil war in Syria between Muslims. They are forcing people out of their own houses and using them as torture centers and as posts to fight the Syrian army. They are abducting people and asking for millions of dollars in exchange, and are even forcing taxes on people. If you don't pay the tax, they kill you and your family."
"Syrians don't do this to each other. The Qataris and Saudis are paying large amount of money to whoever is willing to work with them. There are a lot of competition, but a Syrian does not do this to his Syrian brother. Many are still trapped there. We were lucky to escape."
The limbo of Syrian refugees will most likely stretch into winter. Though with the school year around the corner, many here fear that these refugees could end up homeless, making their torment even worse than the one they've escaped. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Mashghara, West Lebanon.